Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio and our Tuesday Business Spotlight. You know I love Tuesdays, and today is why. It's my favorite social media help not hype with the fantabulous Janice Clark. I know it's a made-up name, but I can do that. And I am so excited because she is going through Hootsuite today. And for those of you who use Hootsuite, it's such a great tool, but I use it all the time. There are probably 80% of it I don't know what to do. You know, I know what to do when I know how to do because Janice hasn't taken us through the rest of it. And so I'm really excited. And I'm thinking with everything that Hootsuite has, this is going to be a two-part show, maybe even three. So,
you know, this could be a 10-part show, Dory.
Well, there you go. And with everything that you have to share, and, you know, so with no further ado, the owner of BizM Solutions, Janice Clark.
Hi, Dory. Well, it is a fabulous, fabulous to be back today. And as I shared with you a few weeks ago, I am prepping to do some more of the technical shows. I had done technical for a long time and then crossed over to do a bit of strategy, and now we're going back into technical. And I've been collecting requests from people. And Hootsuite is one tool that I have had the most requests for. People want to know how to use it, what to do with it, how to get it set up. So I have created a blog post. You can go over to my website at bizmsolutions.com. And on my blog, you will see Hootsuite, the ultimate time saver for social media. And I did this because I wanted to show people who don't have an account set up, or maybe they just have an account set up, but they haven't really taken, you know, a full advantage of it. I wanted to give some really good screenshots about how to set the account up, how to create tabs, and how to create different streams so you can monitor different things. You know, when I'm talking to a lot of different people, I find that they think Hootsuite is just about scheduling. And it is a lot about scheduling, but it is a fabulous monitoring tool. And they have really branched out to allow you to do things that, you know, you don't really think about when you think about Hootsuite. So I wanted to give some very detailed instructions. We've got 30 minutes here on the show today, but I wanted to give some very specific screenshot instructions on my blog about setting up your account, creating those tabs, creating those streams, so you can sit down at your convenience and you can go ahead and get your account set up and start posting. You know, I've gone through the blog how to do individual posts. I've shared how to do bulk scheduling. Now, you can either do a free or a paid account in Hootsuite, and I love free, don't get me wrong. I share free whenever I possibly can, but Hootsuite is $9.99 a month, and, you know, for the price, I got to tell you, it's worth so much more than that. Truly it is. It's a steal, and I would jump right into the paid version if you intend to, you know, do more than just put out one post every now and then. If you really want to use a social media management dashboard, and I'm going to go over some different functionalities in Hootsuite today that you probably aren't aware of, I would go ahead and do the paid version, get yourself set up correctly. Social media is about more than just getting your posts out. You know, social media is it's an engagement. It's about engagement. It's not a dumping ground, you know. It's really to get out there and to talk and to listen and to have conversations. Hootsuite allows you to do that. One of the things that a lot of people don't realize you can do in Hootsuite is, and you know, I know we have some people who've shared they're going to be live with us today. I don't know if anybody, I'm sorry, I haven't logged into the dashboard, into the back end yet. If you have questions, I do encourage you to call in because people have had so many questions about this particular tool that I want to make sure that if you're here with us today that you get your questions answered. I don't want to jump ahead if you're still struggling to get your account set up. So I encourage you to call in and you know, let us know if you have questions or if there's something very specific you'd like me to talk about. But in the meantime, I'm going to kind of jump back in here, go to my blog, get your account set up, and then you can jump in here with us on Hootsuite. Something that a lot of people don't realize you can do is that you can actually follow conversations. Those streams that you can create, Very commonly, we create streams to see our newsfeed, streams to see when somebody mentions us. You know, we're all really interested. If somebody mentions us, we want to know about it. So you always create that stream. Sometimes a stream for direct messages. You know, we create different tabs for, you know, our Facebook page, our Twitter account, LinkedIn. A lot of people don't know that you can use those tabs for Facebook and LinkedIn. Hootsuite is not just for Twitter. You can manage a lot of different social networks right here in this dashboard. You can also follow hashtags and stay on top of conversations. I am a virtual attendee for Social Media Marketing World, and we have our own hashtag, and so I want to stay on top of that hashtag, and I want to make sure that I know what conversations are taking place, and we've had some video calls, and I've met some of these wonderful people. So I went into my Hootsuite, and I created a stream specifically for that hashtag. So now while I'm in Hootsuite, I can just click over there, see that tag, see the conversations that are going on. If you have Hootsuite open, I've had so many people, I tell them where to find this, and they go, oh, I didn't even know that was there. Open your Hootsuite with your dashboard right here in front of you. And you see on the far left, you see the menu bar. The black menu bar, dark gray menu bar with the little owl at the top. Just to the right of that, you'll see where you can choose which network that you want to post to, and you can see where to compose a message. That's about as far as most people get. But to the far right, you see a blank white bar, and it doesn't really stand out. But to the far right, you see a little bitty what looks like it's the icon for a magnifying glass. That's your search tool right there in Hootsuite. And you can enter any hashtag you'd like to follow. I'm sure everyone would like to follow Word of Mom Radio, hashtag WOM Radio. Enter that hashtag right there in the search box. Hit enter. And you will see all the tweets right there for Word of Mom Radio. And at the bottom of that little box that has popped up, you'll see Save as a Stream. Save it as a stream. And now you have a stream that you can quickly click on anytime you want to see all the conversations happening around Word of Mom Radio. You can do that for any conversation that you'd like to stay on top of. There are a lot of business conversations going out there, small business radio, and lots of different tweet chats happening that you may want to stay on top of. Hootsuite offers a wonderful opportunity for you to do that, so I highly encourage you to take advantage of just simple things like creating streams for the conversations that you want to be a part of. You can create these streams for different people. You know, that you want to follow. There's just so much you can do here, and I talk about this a little bit in the blog post, and I show you how to create these streams, and so I encourage you again to go over there and set up a few for yourself. I'm going through this rather quickly, and the reason for it is that Hootsuite is massive. There is so much to it, and the functionality is just phenomenal. If you're only using it for posts, you're only using, you know, Dory, you're right. You know, you're really only using a very small percentage of it, and there's just so much more that you can do with it. So I'm just kind of running through this. I've had several requests for Hootsuite, and so if you want me to talk more about something specific, reach out to us and let us know. We can do a whole show on following conversations in Hootsuite. Or a whole show on just the app directory, which is where we're gonna talk about next. But later in the show we'll be talking about the app directory. But if there's something specific you want me to cover, do let me know, because I am taking requests right now, and I have a whole list of things that people have asked me to cover, and I would just want to make sure that I get everything that that you guys are interested in hearing about. As you look at your dashboard.
I just want to jump in.
Sure.
We have a caller in the queue. I'm not sure if you want to ask a question or if you just called in to listen. So please make sure you hit the number 1 so we know you want us to bring you into the conversation. I don't want to just put somebody on the spot who's like, oh, I don't have anything to say. I just was listening. actually, they have a question. So, Janice,
fabulous.
I'm bringing in a caller from the 916 area code. To ask their question. Hi, this is Dory. You're here with Janice and I. Who's this?
Hi, Dori. It's Sarah Cook. Hi, Janice. I do have a question. Hello. My question is, how do you get the bulk scheduling to work? I have used Hootsuite in the past, and I could never get that uploading the CSV file to work properly. So is there a trick? Is there a place I can find a formatted file? Because I downloaded the one that was on the Hootsuite, you know, in the Hootsuite tutorials, if you will, from the Hootsuite itself. But I need help.
Okay, you know what? I can help you. And I tell you what, if you will do me one favor, if you will give me 24 hours, if you will give me 24 hours on my blog, I will create a place where you can download a file that will work. Okay? Formatted with the dates and everything. I've shared them before. And then if it does not, for any reason, it doesn't work for you, call me.
Okay, you're so fabulous. That's awesome.
I will walk. It's tough. You know what I do, and you know I've fought with those files so many times.
I can't wait. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sarah, I'm laughing with you because believe me, until you figure it out, and then once you figure it out, it's like, you know, where you smack yourself in the head and go, oh wow, I could have had a V8.
Exactly.
Well,
You give me till 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
But I have to say, this is exactly why I love the Social Media Help Not Hype Show, because how about the fact that you downloaded from Hootsuite and what they give you doesn't work? Trust me, what Janice gives you will work.
Yay! Thank you.
Trial and error, because I'm sure I messed it up so many times. I'll give you one. And you know, there's, you know, it's just tough when you. When you take theirs, doesn't really have any content in it. What I'm going to give you has already got some content in it, and for some reason, I wish I could explain why. For some reason, it does work, and it's the same format that they tell you to put it in. But once I get actual content in there, and of course, I test it out before I'll upload it to my blog post there for you. But it'll work for you. But if you have any trouble whatsoever, just reach out to me personally, and we'll sit down together and make sure that you have a working file.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thanks so much for calling in, Sarah. Have a great rest of your day. Any
you
other
too,
question?
Bye-bye. Before?
Okay. Bye for now. How nice to hear from Sarah Cook.
It was very nice. I love getting live callers. It's always exciting when people
call in
live.
Janice, let's face it, Bulk Uploader is there to, you know, really cut your time. And unless you know how to use it, it becomes a really, really, really frustrating thing.
It can be very tough. It can be really tough. I remember starting off with the Bulk Uploader. And I talk a little bit about the Bulk Uploader on my blog post. And I actually saw it this morning. Ooh, you know what? I should put in a sample file, but I didn't think about it till this morning, and it was too late for me to put something together. So I'm really glad she said that, because I'll get a working file, and then everyone will be able to do a quick download, and they'll have something that's gonna work well for them.
Awesome. Thank you.
The Bulk Uploader is actually a function of Hootsuite Pro, and again, it's, you know, $9.99 a month. It is just completely phenomenal. To use, you know, there are a few limitations. I think you're allowed to upload, and I put exactly in my blog post, but memory and age being what it is, I can't remember the exact number, something like 350 messages that you can schedule across all of your social networks with the Bulk Uploader. And then you can't schedule duplicates. They all need to be individual messages. I've never scheduled the full 350. I normally don't have that much that I want to bulk upload. But I do like to upload, you know, at least a week in advance, sometimes a couple of weeks in advance, just some content going out on a regular basis, especially during the summer months when we're in launch season and I have my hands tied so fully with many clients and lots of projects and campaigns going on. It's nice to be able to sit down and get that taken care of. And then as I have a few minutes, I can go over to Twitter and engage in conversations and thank people and share with people. And, I don't have to worry about days going by where my accounts go completely empty. I know it's taken care of. So I do like the functionality of the Bulk Uploader. Another thing a lot of people don't think about with Twitter is that it offers it really offers some wonderful analytics. Now, the analytics in Twitter gives you 50 points to use towards anything in your analytics. And again, I mentioned this. I just kind of skimmed through these things briefly in the blog post. And after that, you do have to pay as you want additional reports. But I got to tell you, if you want nice reports for yourself, or if you're working with clients who want social media reporting, it doesn't cost that much. And it's great to be able to go in here. You can get reporting on any of your networks. You can connect this to your Google Analytics, so you can get nice reporting on Google Analytics and traffic going to your website through Twitter or any of your other accounts that are connected here. It just they offer some beautiful, beautiful reports. So I encourage you to take a look at these. At the very least, use your 50 points and get something for yourself. Just take a look at it and see what's available. They offer so much here that I know a lot of people really aren't taking advantage of. You can build custom reports. It's just incredible what they have to offer here in the analytics section. My favorite thing, you know, we talked about Hootsuite on the show once a very long time ago, and I did a call on it, and it was one of our more popular calls, I believe. But since then, Twitter has added an app directory that I have fallen in love with. Hootsuite has added an app directory that I've fallen in love with. It has taken Hootsuite so far beyond just a scheduling tool. I can't even begin to tell you. I highly encourage you to get into your account here and take a look in the back end and see all the different apps that you can integrate with your Hootsuite account. It pretty much allows you to manage any social media campaign, any marketing campaign, right here in one dashboard. Now, Dori, I know we are about halfway through our show, a little more maybe, and we like to take a break and thank the sponsors. We have some wonderful sponsors today, and I want to make sure that we have plenty of time for them. Are we at that point?
We are at that point, and of course I was over at the Hootsuite apps. So how to flip back over here.
You get all excited seeing all these new things.
I know, but I understand something. As Janice is going through these things, I literally am going through them the same way you are right now. So I really hope that your computer's open whenever you're listening to this as she's walking you through these little things. I'm saying hello to our show sponsor today, Sina Block, from Sane Spaces, who's also the host of Managing Mompreneur Mayhem and rounds out our Tuesday Business Spotlight. So here's a little bit from Sina.
Sina Block's mission is to help mompreneurs worldwide do two things successfully: own profitable businesses while putting their families first. Known as the Mompreneur Mentor, Sina Block founded SaneSpaces.com to empower mompreneurs to leverage their talents into successful income-generating businesses in the time they wish to devote to working. Sina Block is paving the way for thousands of mom entrepreneurs who want to replace their salary with a business that allows them to spend the best years raising their children. Stop trying to do it all yourself. If you desire the freedom to work on your own terms, be fully present with your kids, avoid overwhelm, and make money while the kids are at school, SaneSpaces.com provides programs and the step-by-step guidance you need to make your work-at-home business a success.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio, and also saying hello to our other sponsors, safetyitsinthebag.com. And back to school is starting to happen, and moms, you're out there shopping, so, you know, take a look at safetyitsinthebag.com, full line of clear bags and backpacks. More and more schools are looking to go clear bag mandatory, and you can be one of the moms that helps it make it happen in your school. So take a look at what we have to offer, and share us with your friends. So we are back on Word of Mom Radio with Janice Clark, and we are doing Hootsuite. And we were talking about the app directory.
Yes, one of my favorite new toys is the app directory. You'll get in here, and it's almost it's easy to become addicted to this thing. instead of just posting in Hootsuite, Dori, you get all your posts taken care of here in Hootsuite. You can check your Gmail here. You can check your Instagram account right here and like things. You can manage your databases right in here, check out your Google Docs, and easily share photos and things right from your Google Docs, all here within Hootsuite, never leaving it. I'm not sure how many apps they've got, but they have a lot, several hundred at the very least, different apps that you can connect. Some are free, some are paid. So it really just kind of depends upon what you're looking to do. Instagram is the very first one I tried out because I love the idea of being able to have a quick Instagram stream that I could just check on here. Go to the app directory on the far left side, that black menu bar where the little owl is up at the top. Scroll over there, and that black sidebar opens, and click on your app directory. Scroll around through here. You can look at all the apps. You can choose new apps or featured apps. You can search for specific apps that you're interested in looking at here. Scroll down through here, and there's even a place to request an app. That's neat. So if there's something that you would like to see them offer, that you can take a look down through there and make a request. I like that.
Janice, we actually have a question in the chat room. How do you delete an account you have previously set up, a previous social network that you've set up? How do you delete it?
How do you delete a Facebook account or a Twitter account or which one?
Yeah, one of the social media accounts.
Yeah, it's all different. So it depends on what exactly you're trying to do. And I might have to go take a look for you here because they do change that pretty frequently. They keep it moving on me.
Interesting. I find it interesting that they would change how you delete something. That's kind of interesting.
Well, they change your menu items change all the time in social networking sites. It's constantly changing. They're moving things around. And that's not a function they want to be front and center. they want you to have to look for it a little bit. And in some instances, for example, Facebook, you can delete a Facebook account. However, next year, if you think, oh, you know what, I'd really like my account back, if you go to pull it back up again, all your information's still there. It's never actually deleted once you create it.
It's a Google Plus account. She had a second Google Plus account in there she wants to delete.
Well, that's a very complicated one. Google Plus gets complicated because it's attached to so many different apps. If what you have is a Google Plus completely standalone account, it's not attached to a YouTube account. It's not attached to a Gmail. I mean, it's just a completely standalone random account that you created for some reason in there. You can go in and you can delete it by going to your settings, and I'm opening mine right now so I can tell you specifically where. If you click on the upper right-hand corner, you see your profile, and you click on your account, and you wait for the computer to load. Just sit and wait. At the very bottom, it says, delete Google account and data. Now, what typically happens at that point is you get a big pop-up saying, ho, ho, wait a minute, you're going to lose everything if you really delete this. You can also delete the Google Plus profiles and features, but it will get rid of the account. I've never had anyone try to go back and reinstate it. I think once it deletes on Google, I think it's gone. I'm sure it's still on servers somewhere, but I don't think you can't get it back as easily as you can a Facebook account. The issue with a lot of Google accounts is that it's attached to a YouTube account or it's attached to something else, and you might, it gets really hairy. You're not really sure what you're supposed to be doing or if you can delete it, or you delete one and you don't want to delete the other. The great news is that Google Plus offers fabulous customer service, and if you will call Google, there's actually a customer service number that will get you through to a live human being who can help you if you run into problems. One of my favorite things about Google. Whoever's asking you the question, if you still run into problems, if you need some help, feel free to reach out to me anytime, and I'll do what I can for you, certainly. But how you delete it will just depend on whether it's a completely standalone account or if it does happen to be attached to a YouTube account or some other account that you don't want to get rid of.
She She said it's attached to an email account. And Matt is here, and it's Matt from Hootsuite, and he just wanted to say thank you for sharing all your great tips. Janice, we appreciate it.
Hey, Matt. I love Hootsuite. Oh, my goodness. If you only knew. Hootsuite is actually one of the original tools I started using when I started working in social media. And so I've really been in love with Hootsuite for many, many years. And I can't say enough good things about everything from the customer service to the actual functionality. I thank you so much, Matt. I'm feeling very honored that you came today.
I know. I was just saying, it's like, well, how very nice to know that, you know, Hootsuite knows that we are out there sharing this great tool. Because, I mean, you and I have talked about this forever. It was the first tool you walked me through.
Yeah.
Way, way, way back when. You know, it was the first and really the
ago.
Only... You know, yeah, exactly. I mean, pretty much. And, you know, I went Hootsuite Pro a long time ago just because, and I know I am only scratching the surface of all of the things now that Hootsuite can do, because I love that they're forever evolving because of the evolving face of social media. So it's wonderful that they are not just like, okay, well, we're done and, you know, here's what we have. I love that they're adding things without changing how it works.
They really do stay on top of things, and they make it very easy to use, too.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, let's face it. How many shows have you done on the new changes of Facebook? Because every other week, everything has changed on Facebook, and how you use it changes. The fact that Hootsuite adds things and enhances what you can do without changing the basic functions that have already been there for people like us that aren't 17 and don't have 5 second time span.
Hey,
you know.
Speak for yourself.
Exactly. Well, hey, I'm 17 in my soul, but, you know, it's
speak
different.
For yourself. I'm 19.
You know, and that's the wonderful thing. This is the great thing about Hootsuite. It's one of my favorite things. As they add things, what they've already been able to do doesn't change, and it works the same exact way it worked before. So,
and it always works. I like it. Yeah, you guys do a fabulous job, Matt.
Yep, you guys do. We're huge fans. All right, back to Hootsuite.
You know, I was just talking about the app directory, and I really encourage you. I encourage you to spend a little time back in there, because there is something for everyone. You know, I've used and I've had, you know, great success with the apps that I've used, and I'm continuing. I'm always testing and trying new things and adding new things, and I encourage you just to take a little time. Grab a cup of caffeine, go back there and scroll through the apps. There's content apps to help you curate content. If you're looking to find good content, there's great apps for that. You know, there are Flickr apps. There are, you know, just, again, you can, you know, check your Gmail, manage your Instagram. You can manage multiple accounts. YouTube, your blog, you can blog right there. You know, manage your email campaigns. There's something for everyone. This dashboard is certainly not just about scheduling your posts. If you're only scheduling your posts, you're missing most of what Hootsuite really has to offer. So spend a little time back in there, go through it, add some apps, play around a little bit, and you're going to be very pleasantly surprised with all that they have to offer. Dory, did you learn anything new today? You always, you know, I always like to ask you. Dory's always wonderful with feedback.
I just
was
added
able to
my
share
Instagram
anything
account.
You added
I
what?
I just added my Instagram. I added my Instagram account to
Hootsuite.
I didn't know
you're
you could do that because, like I said, I haven't really been in the app directory because you hadn't walked me through it yet. So now my Instagram is in there. And I follow
here's what I find.
On radio. Tag. I'm like, who knew I could create my own stream so I could see how many people are tweeting us and talking about us and retweeting us and stuff. I love you, Janice. You're the best.
Yeah, I love you, too. You know, it saves so much time. There's little things that you can do. It saves so much time when you don't have to go back into your Twitter account and search hashtags and then go to another window and open your Instagram account and go to another window and open your Gmail and go to another window. It's all right here. And, you know, I find that we are a society of, you know, looking for the holy grail, looking for that one thing. We've talked about this before. We're always chasing the next shiny object. And, you know, we sign up for these tools, and then we tend to forget what they do, or we don't stay on top of the changes being made. So maybe you signed up for Hootsuite years ago just to schedule posts. And that's wonderful. That's originally why I signed up for it as well. But I find what very often people do is then they just keep looking for another tool. Ooh, I need a tool to manage Instagram. What can I use? Ooh, I need a tool to help me with leads. Ooh, I need a tool to help me with this, that, the other thing. Hootsuite has it right here. It's got a ton of that functionality right here in one place, and it is the closest thing to the Holy Grail that I've found, certainly for a small to medium-sized business. You know, you don't have thousands of dollars every month for and that's what it costs for a complete social media dashboard. This offers such excellent functionality at such a small price. I can't say enough good things about them. I want to share
Matt's comment. I want to share Matt's comment. Says, thanks, Janice. We're very lucky to have advocates like yourselves using our product, and we'd love to have you join our ambassador family. I'll tweet more information over for you all. So
love it. Love it. I can't wait. I'll be looking for it.
I just said you couldn't ask for a better ambassador. I don't know if you had a chance, Matt. I posted the link earlier to Janice's website, to the blog post on Hootsuite. Here, I'm going to do it again. So you have it, and where she's got screenshots and everything. Guys, I really recommend going to this and taking a look, because talk about step-by-step. You know, it can't get any easier than this, except if Janice does it for you, which, you know, she's doing it for you. That's why she put up that blog post. You know, so she's doing it for you and everybody else you want to share it with. You know? So, all right. Because we're winding up over here. I knew that. See, I scheduled 45 minutes for this show, even though I know we only have it for 30. Because I knew we'd wind up going over a couple of minutes, and I knew this was going to be a call that everybody was going to be listening to, and I didn't want it to wind up in archives. You know,
I've had a lot of requests at the end of it. I've had a ton of requests for the show, and it's something, you know, I'm always taking requests for blog posts and for radio show ideas, and this is one topic that I've had a ton of requests for. So I'm sure we're going to be doing some more shows, because there's a lot of functionality I'd love to go into detail about, and we just didn't have the time. We should do a Google Hangout one day, really, so I can share on my screen and actually walk people through some of these tasks.
Well, you know what? I am a huge fan of, you know, taking something like this that has so many functions and doing a show just on each tab, you know, to be able to go in. And, I mean, you know, guys, for those of you who don't feel like you know how to do things like this, they make it so simple. I mean, really, while we were on this call, I added our Word of Mom radio stream, which I didn't know that I could follow that hashtag. No clue. And then I just added Instagram, and I'm going to be adding our YouTube channel to my Hootsuite dashboard. And that way I have everything right there. And you know what? I don't know about you, but when things get really crazy, I mean, I have used that bulk uploader when I'm at conferences and things like that. And I have had, because I've been gone for a week, and people are like, wow, you're always online. I'm like, no, Hootsuite is. I am just a figment of your imagination. Because this thing put me out there, you know. And I've actually had stuff. I mean, our sponsor tweets, because gosh, goodness forbid that I am just too busy to get anywhere. I always want to make sure we're tweeting out our sponsors and the fabulous women in our Mompreneur Marketplace. I schedule them out a month in advance. Mm-hmm. And I go in and make sure every single day 4 or 5 tweets are going out a day on our different sponsors. And with that uploader, you can go in and see, and it's like, oh, you know what? I've bunched things too much together. Wait a minute, let me go in here and move this here and move that there. Oh, this is my best time online. Wait a minute, let me move these 5 here. And it's amazing what you can do. It really, truly is amazing what these kind of tools can do for you. And for your business.
That's right. The time savings alone, for me anyway, you know, for those of you who don't know me, I've got a little one here, and I've got a home and a dog and a family, and then that's all before I start running the business at 6 a.m. So time, I'm a huge fan of things that save me time and actually produce results. And this is one tool that I have just sang the praises of for many years now, and I'm sure I will continue to do so because you just can't do the job without it. There are a lot of other great tools out there. You know, I use a lot of different tools, and I share the benefits of lots of tools online, a different tool for everything and a different tool for every client. And, you know, everyone needs something a little different. But I think everyone needs Hootsuite. This is just a fabulous, fabulous tool. And I say this, and I'm not making any money saying it. I just share it simply because it is just that fabulous, just a phenomenal tool. And if you aren't using it, you're really missing out.
Hey, here's a quick question. How do you change the name on your Hootsuite if you have changed your profile? You know, because I went from Word of Mom Dory, and I did the safety bag story because rather than trying to start from scratch with a whole bunch of other things, how do you change that in your stream? Just the
In
top
your tabs there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
just click on the tab.
Duh.
Double click. No, duh. You know, no duh. It's not like breathing. You weren't born with this information. Okay. Never be afraid to ask a question because they're all important, and there's so much information we're trying to take in on a daily basis that it's okay. You just double click on those tabs, and you can easily change the name of any tab you'd like to change the name of.
And I just did. It's amazing. I'm serious. You know what? It really is remarkable, the things that you can do and the time-saving tools that are out there. So I am guessing that 2 weeks from now, Janice, we're doing Hootsuite Part 2, and we'll figure out what, you know, maybe going through the app directory and you know, what these apps are for people that aren't even using them yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, and I would love, you know, the people who have been listening to the show, I would love your feedback, certainly. And we'll be sharing the archives after today's show. If you have a question that I didn't answer, or if there's something that you would like to hear about Hootsuite, I do get a lot of requests for the show. I've gotten a lot of requests for some time sharing with people all the different aspects of Hootsuite, so I would love to do another show. If there is something you would like me to talk about, let me know. Send me a tweet. Let me know you know, what you would like to hear about, because we may very well do a Hootsuite Part 2 to cover in more detail some aspect that we just didn't go over today.
That would be great. I'm serious. And, yeah, we're closing in on the end of the show. Tomorrow, Productive Play, Debbie and Alyssa are talking about finger plays and how it helps develop coordination and vocabulary. And then Thursday, I am sharing Angel Johnstone, who actually is a very good friend of mine and a tremendous person in the direct selling industry over multiple years and multiple careers, and has really found something that is just kind of like her little niche market. So I'm very excited about sharing them. And quickly, for those of you in the New York, Westchester area, May 3rd, Julia Brunetta Simpson, who is one of our sponsors with Brunetta Productions, has special performance and tea going on in Nourishell May 3rd. I'm going to be sharing out information. And Kathleen Ettinger from Teascape is actually going to be there at the event with her. She's another one of our sponsors, and doing a tea and etiquette class as part of this event going on, this fundraiser for Brunetta Productions. So keep your ear out. You can go to brunettaproductions.com to find out more information. And I'll be tweeting and posting and sharing it all over social media also. So, all right, we are back here for the last couple of minutes with you, Janice. So, last little wrap-up stuff you want to share?
Gosh, I wrapped up my show in 30 minutes, Dory. I was on a roll today. I wrapped it up in 30 minutes and finally finished on time. And poor Dory, she was anticipating I would once again get a little too wordy and go over. And today I was Johnny on the spot and didn't do it.
Well, you know what? We are getting ready to close out.
The great thing the great thing about Hootsuite is they do offer fabulous training. I know there's a Hootsuite University, and if you create an account in Hootsuite, if you don't have an account yet and you're just creating one, they offer really nice little pop-ups taking you through step-by-step what you can do and how you can do it. So, again, something else really nice about Hootsuite is they don't just say create an account and then they leave you. They do walk you through, hold your hand. I even debated not sharing as many screenshots in my blog post because they offer such great training. But I went ahead and shared them anyway, just in case you were on my blog and wanted to go ahead and do a step-by-step with me, while you were reading the blog post. But you won't have any trouble getting started, getting it set up. And if you do run into any problems or if you're not sure what to how to do something that you're trying to do, whether it's get a certain app or just change the name on a tab, or you're not sure if you're able to follow how to follow a conversation or a hashtag, you can always tweet me, and I'm always happy to answer that question for you out there live.
Well, awesome. You're the best. I hope you guys have all found this as informative as I did. I mean, I did not know until I went into that app directory and just kept scrolling down that, wow, you can link your Instagram. I have my basic stuff. I have my Twitter. I've got Facebook. I have LinkedIn. I have Google Plus. I mean, I have everything there in one place, and it really is a great thing. The thing with Google Plus, though, unless they changed it, that's your business page, not your personal Google Plus page, correct?
Right. Yes, that's your business Google Plus page. Another thing I really like is the ability in Hootsuite to, we talked about following hashtags. You can also create a stream to follow a specific list that you've created. If there's a list of people that you want to stay on top of their conversations, I share this in the blog post on customizing account streams. How to create a stream, and one of those things is for one of your lists on Twitter. I have a communications list, a group of people who I know who share my content, and I share theirs. I'm very comfortable sharing what they have to say because they always share such great value, and I have a list of those people specifically in my Twitter streams, so I can just go in there at any time very quickly and see what they have to say and share content accordingly.
I would ask
possibilities.
I have to ask you. They really are. What is the one, if you had to encapsulate just why, you talk about it all the time. Like people say to you, I only want to be on one social media site. And you'll say, I do want to wear a shirt or a pair of pants, which I've used that line. Would you feel, if you were going to say, all right, I'm only going to pick one tool, because you know me, I'm a one tool kind of person. Would you say that Hootsuite would be that tool, that if you're only going to master one as far as a social media management dashboard,
I'm an advocate for lots of different tools for lots of different things and multiple tools to get the best picture of information. But if you really could only have one tool, you could only master one tool and a one tool only, I'm going to say Hootsuite because of the extensive functionality, because you can get your analytics here. You can do content curation, content creation. If you're using WordPress, you can do blog posts through here. You can do video. You can do, just anything through here. But of course, there are lots of different tools as far as photo editing and things like that it doesn't cover yet, but infographics and things like that. But if you really could only do one tool, then this would be the one, because it does have just incredible functionality and, it covers so many things. It's just fabulous.
Well,
create an account.
There
get
you
yourself
go.
Started. Yeah.
Absolutely, or keep playing around with it if you're someone like me who's got it open and going, I didn't know I could do this. Like, I didn't know I could hook my WordPress up into that. I didn't know we could do our website on it. I love all this. This is why I love your show, Janice. Why I love my Tuesdays. I really do.
Yay.
So we are.
I'm glad. I'm so glad.
I'm serious, Janice. Thank you very much. And as I said, I'm thinking, 2 weeks from now, we're going to keep doing, another. So send those tweets and posts. and let Janice know what you want us to focus on with Hootsuite for you and your questions. So until tomorrow for Productive Dory DiCarlo, saying thank you on behalf of Janice Clark and all of our fabulous mompreneurs that are sponsoring our show here on Word of Mom Radio, and we will see you tomorrow for Productive Play. So go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.